If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You got an issue? You need something solved? What are we solving for you today? You get to decide what we talk about on the show, because it might be affecting our mixed family. Could be happening in your life.
Right.
You hear this text come in, you go, oh, I had that same thought. I had that same problem. Maybe you can help solve it for me as well. Elizabeth and Radar, text roulette brought to you by the Amato Auto Group, home of warranty forever. So here we go. It's text roulette. Let's spin the wheel. We're going to find out what text we're going to land on. Wait, let me just refresh.
What can we help solve for you today? First. What is going on in your life? Oh. Get your questions in.
31.
Number 31. Scrolling through all the stuff we've talked about. People questions.
I know we've got relationship questions, parent questions, work questions, neighbor questions. We've got all, we see all of them that come through. So you always need to keep listening, because you never know what we're going to land on.
Should we go to 32, or do you want me to stick with 31?
I didn't click ahead. Why? Is it bad?
Okay. Well, This is probably going to stir the pot a little bit, as they say. Poke the bear.
Maybe this is why they sent it into text roulette, because you're anonymous when you send it into the text line. And text roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
414-432-1099.
Are you trying to get a new question? Is that where you're putting the number out there?
No, I have to read this one because it's number 31.
What is it?
Just started dating my girlfriend. Saw her for the first time without makeup. How do I tell her she looks better with it than without it? Dude, what?
That is terrible.
Come on. That's the question. Well, but these are the questions we get.
How
with
do
text
I tell
roulette.
Her you look better with makeup on? Well, this guy is, I guess I don't know if it's a guy. We never know unless you tell us information about you. This person is pretty shallow. If you're going to say that they look bad without makeup, you need to just admit the fact you're not attracted to this person. And is that going to be an issue for you moving forward in the relationship?
Sounds like they are attracted to them as long as she wears makeup.
Oh, okay. So as long as you make yourself look just a little bit different, then I'm going to be attracted to you?
Apparently. But this person just started dating the girlfriend. So maybe it's just something that they have to get past in this first round.
So this
round
must be a girl that has all the makeup on.
Yeah.
The fake eyelashes, the contouring, the highlighting, all of it. Because yes, you've seen people on Instagram say, I can make myself, it's a regular looking person, I can make myself look like a Kardashian. With the
the contouring.
Makeup and contouring and shading, you can really make yourself look like just about anybody with makeup, because it's like you're painting a picture.
Uh-huh.
You're painting these things on yourself. So it sounds like that's who this person was attracted to at the beginning.
And now saw her for the first time without makeup.
This reminds me of that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode.
Let's go back to the 90s.
If you grew up in the 90s, you know what I'm talking
about. That's what I mean,
yeah. The episode when he was stuck in the basement because the earthquake was happening.
Oh, my gosh.
And he made up that song where he realized her nails were fake, her hair was fake, her eyelashes were fake. She had colored contacts in. Everything about this girl was not real. And he's like, I don't even know if your name is Susan. Like, is that even who you are?
What would you tell this mixed listener who texted in for Text Roulette, just started dating my girlfriend, saw her for the first time without makeup? How do I tell her she looks better with it than without it? 414-432-1099. This is why I was like, should we do this one? I guess we have to do that one. We're going to go with it.
I think for the sake of this person that he's dating, or they're dating. Again, I don't know, I guess, if it's a guy. I'm just assuming it's a guy, because I feel like a guy...
Has a shallow question like that?
...would not understand the depths of why women wear makeup and do what they do.
Right, right.
So I'm assuming it's that. You need to do some deep soul searching and perhaps let that person go and find someone that's going to love them for who they really are and not just how they look.
Texts are coming into you're already answering. All right, we're going to go through them once again. 414-432-1099. It's Text Roulette.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lots of opinions out there, and Elizabeth has a strong one.
I do. Guess what, buddy? This is what she really looks like, okay? And I think it's really shallow for you to be focused so much on what she looks like, because you know what? All that's going to fade. All that's going to change. And frankly, you're not going to tell her. You can't tell her. You don't tell her.
You don't say anything?
No, this is how she... You're going to say, hey, I don't like your face?
Well, why don't you want... Here's the thing, though. We were just talking about this before, and we're going to bring in Jeff, too, who just called 414-432-1099. I was saying, hey, look... You have to be honest with each other if you want to have a relationship. Haven't we been talking about honesty during Text Roulette quite a bit?
I understand.
You gotta be honest.
Honesty is important.
Exactly.
I think he has to be honest with himself.
Oh, okay.
You're not attracted to her. If you're not attracted to her, can you still have a relationship with this person? I'm not saying that's the one thing you need to have for a successful relationship, but it sounds like for this guy, he weighs that pretty high.
See, and we're going back and forth on this one. So, Jeff, thanks so much for joining the show. What would you say? How do you tell this woman that she looks better with the makeup on than without it? What would you tell our text listener?
I got to start by saying this is why we got a cousin Jimmy, right? We don't really have a cousin Jimmy, but... Whenever we have problems, we reference cousin Jimmy. So
sure.
Say, oh my God.
Hey. Sure.
Okay.
I like it. Believe what's going on with Jimmy, and she's like, "Well, what's going on with Jimmy?" And you say, "Well, you know, he just started dating this girl. She doesn't wear makeup around him anymore. Can you believe he's upset because he thinks that she doesn't care how she looks around him, and he still has to work out and stuff and look good for her? But you know, I'm so glad that you still care how you look around me, babe."
Guys do dumb stuff.
See.
So you're saying that he needs to lean on cousin Jimmy. That's what he needs to do. I can't believe that you're even entertaining Jeff, that he should tell her in some way. Hey,
don't get fed.
No, but it's honestly,
it's a roundabout way.
It's mean. It's just mean. It's like, hey, keep the bag over your head because I don't want to look at you.
Oh, no.
Keep your makeup on
it's
because I don't want to see you without your makeup.
It's a lot prettier without the bag. Absolutely.
I just think psychologically, I don't think this is a healthy relationship. I just don't. If this is what this is going to start with, I'm not okay with this.
What if she really likes this guy? Like Jeff was saying, hey, you know what? Maybe she'll say, okay, fine. I'll keep the makeup on.
You should like them for who they are as a person. I know that looks are a big part of it. I get that. But he's not attracted to her. That's the bottom line. He's not attracted to her. And that means a lot to him.
Jeff, what do you
think? I don't
think
this relationship is going to work, whether you blame Cousin Jimmy or not.
Contour with some foundation and some, you know, contour.
Wait, hang on. Wait, what did you stop, Radar? What did you just say, Jeff? What did you just say?
I mean, I still think he thinks she's attractive, but with a little foundation and some contour, you know.
You are never, you're kidding, right? You can't say,
Jeff, you might not ever be able to call this show again.
You can't say that to somebody.
Is it really?
Well, that's why he's not saying it. He's talking about his Cousin Jimmy.
See, you do it that way. You kind of soften the blow a little bit.
I feel like you are calling, trying to get a laugh. Like, you are not serious. You want this guy to actually try to frame it that way to him. Come on.
I'm dead serious, yeah.
What? Okay, let's talk about your relationships. Are you in one?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay. And, like, would you ever say this to your wife?
Oh, my wife knows Cousin Jimmy well.
Oh, he's told his wife about Cousin Jimmy. Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe that you're even offering up this kind of advice. You are going to get people so worked up, man. Okay.
Okay, ladies, your texts are coming in already.
How do you know they're ladies?
Because
they're in all caps?
They're in all caps, and it's yelling. It's yelling at us, and it's yelling at you. Jeff, I mean, thanks for the advice. That's what we do. We throw it out there for you to give advice. And look, Jeff gave you some advice. Okay,
yeah,
that's just
maybe,
one side.
And maybe Cousin Jimmy's going to call in next. I feel like you are the Cousin Jimmy. I'm going to reference you. So Cousin Jimmy called in.
Anybody else have advice? 414-432-1099. Call or text. For text roulette. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
I'm processing. I can't believe it.
I know, that was kind of rough.
Okay, the messages, there are too many to get to, but here is a couple. Nurse Ashley texted in. You don't tell her that, you jerk. Stop being so self-centered. Here's one that says, let the person go. You know you love someone when you see them at their worst. Or not at their worst.
Yeah, that's true.
How they naturally really are. I mean, that's just how they look. Here's one that is a great way to wrap up with this.
What do you got? What do you got?
From Uber driver Christian.
Hey.
He texted in, how to tell her that you like her better with makeup on? I'm sorry. I'm a shallow jerk. I don't deserve to be with you because I only care about how you look. I hope you find a better partner. Mic drop
from Uber driver Christian.
And we're going to send this back to the mixed listener that sent the question in, and I hope you're sitting there feeling what everyone is thinking, and it's you got your priorities aren't straight, and if this is someone you want to be with for a long time, looks are going to fade, and it really needs to be about how this person treats you and who they are as a human being, not just what they look like, because that can all change in a moment.
And look how much money you're going to have to spend on them for makeup to use. I mean, you don't want to have to do
You and Jeff and Cousin Jimmy need to go.
Just saying,
for real.
If he wants to stay with her.
For real.